You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
When I first began covering financial markets around 16 years ago now, environmental, social and governance, so-called ESG investing and socially responsible investing were backwaters. And of course, that's changed dramatically, particularly over the last 4 years. And here we are today with record inflows into ESG funds and debt issuances and the attitude of large capital allocators best evidenced by Abu Dhabi's $800 billion sovereign wealth fund, which last year added a new question to its investment process. How will the Earth's changing climate affect a potential asset's price? And this addition, without fanfare or press release, was driven, fund officials say, by a fiduciary duty to earn the highest returns and avoid risks. It wasn't an attempt to brand the fund as more green. And it's a trend that is leading to changes on Africa's largest exchange too. Valdene Reddy, Director of Capital Markets at the Johannesburg Securities Exchange, joins us now to find out more. Evening, Valdene.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for having us on the show.
Now, the JSE recently announced that the green bond segment is being expanded to a fully-fledged sustainability segment. What does that mean, in effect, for issuers and investors?
Great, thanks. We're proud to announce the expansion of our segment to a fully-fledged sustainability segment. And really what it means, with effect from the 23rd of July, interested issuers can list social and sustainability bonds along with green bonds. So the sustainability segment will be utilized for the listing of debt instruments and can be used to raise capital through bonds where the proceeds are ring-fenced for activities directed at sustainable development. So these include green bonds, as we already had in our suite, and projects there would cover metrics such as those invested for energy, water, and waste. And what we've added now is social bonds, where under the UN Sustainability and Development Goals would cover initiatives where the proceeds would be deployed to initiatives such as housing, schooling, and health. Mm-hmm. And then sustainability bonds are really a combination of green and social bonds, which are specifically earmarked to raise funds for climate, social, and environmental projects. So we invite issuers to take this opportunity to use these instruments to further their sustainability ambitions, and then we call on investors to support these issuances through the take-up of these instruments.
A very interesting development. How are you as the JSE going to monitor compliance here to ensure that this debt funding indeed goes to these areas that issuers say that the debt will be ring-fenced for?
Yeah, so, you know, as you mentioned through your introduction, over the past decade, you've seen the stimulus and catalyst towards ESG investing, and that has taken different shapes and form. And quite evident through the 2020 events through COVID, we saw to date a particular surge in these issuances. Really what our framework helps to do, it helps to give a listings framework that has a regulatory requirement, standardization in terms and principles that can help monitor exactly what you said, measures such as disclosures and accountability. So having it listed on an exchange such as ours gives some type of assurance and some type of certainty in terms of having clear rules and guidelines, one, to make these easier to list the instrument, and then really to see what would be the measures that you would want to track against that would fall under social sustainability and green.
And what's the appetite been like from issuers so far? I'm sure there was obviously conversation in the build-up to this, and after the announcement, that must have peaked somewhat. What's the appetite amongst issuers?
Yeah, so even pre the crisis, we had been exploring expansion as momentum built in the space. And globally, you saw the trajectory towards green bonds, less so in social and sustainability, although that was building. Certainly, the present crisis has amplified the need to power the use of social and sustainability bonds, and actually might be one of the lasting effects of COVID-19, where there's a greater emphasis towards social finance and sustainability development. So really, what we have done here is we have been in collaboration with the market, as we always do, through public consult and through engagement. Globally, the use case has been proven, as I mentioned, the surge not only in the issuances, but many of these instruments have been oversubscribed by the investor community. So we really think that it's timeous in terms of bringing an alternative to market. Certainly, we think that the support would really resonate and come home with issuances. But the interest is there globally and locally in terms of having such products for ways to deploy, raise funding and deploy the funding to really meaningful initiatives.
Valdine Reddy, Director of Capital Markets at the JSE, sharing a little bit more about the launch of the new sustainability segment on the JSE, which shows under the leadership of Dr. Leila Faree, it's really committed now to investing in a sustainable economy that supports businesses that are focusing on ensuring a future that's worth investing in today.